Yes, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
It's the Steve and Brewer the Show. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve. And it's time to head to the movies with Ron Van Timmeren of Celebration Cinemas. Ron, how are you doing?
Doing great, Scott. It's a beautiful day for a movie.
Yes, and maybe a beautiful weekend for a movie, too. Saturday, maybe a little wet, at least around my portion, the Hillsdale area, Southern Michigan. So maybe Saturday is a decent movie day. Let's see. What's new? What's coming out, Celebration Cinema, this week?
Well, a whole bunch of stuff, Scott, and this is the week before the official kickoff of Hollywood holiday movie season, that first weekend in November, the big one next week, Terminator. The new Terminator movie, Arnold is back, but before we get to that, we've got a police crime drama called Black and Blue, starring Naomi Harris. She's a rookie cop, witnesses a bad thing her partner is doing, and suddenly she's everybody's enemy, and so that looks like an interesting thriller. That's rated R. How about Countdown? Steve, do you want to know the day and time that you're going to die? That's the question.
I don't think
of Countdown.
We do. I don't think so.
I don't know who does either. So whatever you do, don't download the Countdown app, because that's going to tell you. And our hero has 3 days, Scott, and so the clock is ticking. That's the thrill of Countdown. That's rated PG-13.
And a couple of...
Well, go ahead.
I'll just say a couple of neat things. Western Stars. If you like music, you've got a couple of choices this week. Western Stars, the Bruce Springsteen live concert performance at the two Celebration Cinema Theaters.
Right. That's got a limited release, so you got to check your local listings here. But Western Stars is Bruce's new record, and he shot concert footage in the barn on his property in New Jersey, and it goes into, you know, background of his life story. So Springsteen fans will want to see that. And the other musical thing is, if you're a Kanye West fan, especially of his now conversion to being a Christian man, he's doing an IMAX movie. It's called Jesus is King, with his arrangement on traditional gospel and some background there, some interesting footage where it was shot as well in Arizona. So that's an interesting look at the new Kanye West.
And there are a number of films still in theaters that could interest people. Joker doing, what, $250 million so far? You got Zombieland 2, which I saw kind of, I don't know, I guess middling reviews, but I really like Zombieland 1, so maybe like 2.
Yeah, everybody I talk to says it's better than the first one, and that's a good little Halloween sort of theme here, which, of course, is a couple of movies like that. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, was number one at the box office, and we've also got The Addams Family for families. It's rated PG, of course, so is Maleficent, too. A little historical drama I want to point out, though, this weekend, too, Scott, and that is the current war. But going back to the 1880s and 90s, in the war for electricity, Edison versus Westinghouse, with a little Tesla thrown in there. Benedict Cumberbatch playing Thomas Edison, Michael Shannon playing Westinghouse, Nicholas Holt playing Nikolai Tesla. So interesting historical drama. And the Great Alaskan Race, also a historical drama, sort of pre-Iditarod story, PG rated, so good for all ages.
Ron Van Timmeren with us, Celebration Cinema, celebrationcinema.com. There's also a whole bunch of Halloween stuff at the Getty Drive-In, too.
You know what? It's funny. The Getty Drive-In stayed open extra long this year in Muskegon, so if you haven't been to a drive-in all year, your last chance. Saturday night, we're doing a trunk-or-treat at 5:30, costume contest after that, and four interesting pairings at the Getty: Goosebumps and Goosebumps 2 for the families, Psycho and the Birds, Halloween from 2018, as well as 1978, and Rocky Horror Picture Show this weekend at the Getty, Scott.
Psycho and the Birds. That's my choice. That's where I'm headed.
Yeah, well, a Hitchcock fan. That would be great to see in an outdoor theater setting, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. And I got to ask, too, I know you said that the big Oscar push is coming in a week or so. But I remember, was it earlier this year? I mean, it's probably annually at this point, but, box office is down, Hollywood struggling. I just take a look at the top 10 movies from last week, the ones coming out this week, the ones that are going to come out next week. It seems like a pretty good time to take a trip to the theater. There's a lot of choices out there.
Yeah, and more big ones on the way, of course. And Frozen 2, everybody looking forward to that just prior to Thanksgiving. And, of course, Star Wars tickets went on sale this week, and their new trailer dropped. So everybody's getting very excited and buying tickets in advance for the new Star Wars movie coming out December 19.
Now, I don't really want to see Frozen 2, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to see Frozen 2 because my kids have, of course, the final judgment about those things in my household.
Well, it's going to be a huge hit. I can't believe how big that first one was and how much merchandise they sold and music. And, boy, everybody's really looking forward to that, even if they're just parents.
Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinema. You can find out more information at CelebrationCinema.com. And always a good time to head to the movies, but particularly now, a lot of choices. Ron, thanks for joining us once again. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Steve. See you at the movies.
Thank you. Ron Van Timmeren at CelebrationCinema.com. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. In just a couple of minutes, we'll talk with Dan Quisenberry. He's the president of the Michigan Association of Public School Academies, and he had an op-ed in the Detroit News just a couple of days ago. Whitmer turns Michigan's most vulnerable students into political pawns, cutting that per-pupil funding for charter schools across the state. We'll talk with Dan Quisenberry about that and more in just a bit. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.